This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told the Taliban on Wednesday that any legitimacy or support would have to be earned after Afghanistan's new rulers announced an interim government that drew a deeply skeptical Western response. At a news conference in Germany Wednesday, Blinken said the Taliban need to let charter planes take people out of Mazar-e-Sharif.
While there are limits to what we can do without personnel on the ground, without an airport, with normal security procedures in place, we are working to do everything in our power to support those flights and to get them off the ground.
The Secretary of State and his German counterpart hosted a virtual meeting of officials from 22 countries, as well as NATO, the European Union, and the UN, one day after the Taliban announced their all-male interim government. The administration is stacked with veterans of the Taliban's hardline rule from the 1990s and includes Sijjarhuddin Haqqani, who is wanted for questioning by the U.S. FBI as the new interior minister. The head of the World Health Organization is calling on rich countries with large supplies of coronavirus vaccines to refrain from offering booster shots through the end of the year, expanding a call that has largely fallen on deaf ears. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that countries with large supplies of the shots should wait and help poorer countries get their vaccination campaigns going.
High-income countries have promised to donate more than a billion doses, but less than 15% of those doses have been materialized.
Tedros said that he was appalled at comments by pharmaceutical manufacturers who said vaccine supplies are high enough to allow for booster shots and vaccinations in countries in dire need of them, but facing shortages.